Joe Thomas.
Hey, is Luke available?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Good. You ever have them days where you just want everybody to leave you alone? Fucking tired of dealing with people and talking to them.
Yeah, I just hung up on a guy that I'm shipping $112,000 five carat because he's put it off for a third day, and then he's trying to tell me where gold is and how, you know, he's got to go by the London office instead of New York.
Who gives a fuck? What's that got to do with me?
I know. Well, if I sell it now, going into the weekend, London is the only thing that counts. Like, are you buying from the London office? Well, no. Are you turning it into the London office? No, but you don't know what you're talking about. It's okay.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
That's what I was trying to get to, and he just kept talking over me. So, I don't know. Text him and said my phone went dead.
Sorry. My patience went dead.
I've been holding this diamond all week. I've been holding this diamond all week for him, and he's dicking me around. So, I just...
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if he'd just buy it.
Well, you know, the first time he called me, it's sold. Let's lock it up. All right, I'll ship it to you for a month. No, can't do that. Okay, why? Well, because he won't have the money till next week. What has that got to do with me shipping it? Well, if he doesn't come up with the money, I don't want to have to ship it back. Okay, great. You just said it was sold.
Yeah, that's not what you told me already, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It's a rich guy. You know how rich guys are. I'm like, no.
No, I don't.
I actually don't. So...
I do not know. Why don't you enlighten me, rich guy? People are stupid.
Yeah. Well, this guy's in his 70s, and he's a hippie, and he really does have a big opinion of himself.
You know, some people be like that, man.
So.
That ain't me.
What are you going to do?
Hang up on him and blame it on my phone dying.
That's exactly what I did.
Sorry about your luck, man.
It's like Tiger Woods rolled another beer.
So am I going to ship this dime to you or what?
I just let it go. I'll wait until next week.
Yeah, call me back, Dickweed. You actually want the thing? Let me know.
Tiger Woods involved in a rollover crash on Jupiter Island.
Again?
Apparently.
That's a lot of jump rings, man.
His condition was not immediately clear.
What the fuck, Tiger? Who the fuck is texting me now, dude?
Hi.
Jimbo.
You sound like you're having a day like me.
From this is guy that friends with, he wants a business card holder because he's getting ready to go to a freaking meeting and he wants to look like he's the boss. Which,
nice.
I get. You should look like you're the boss if you're the boss, man.
I got a couple.
Oh, well, and he just took over in the last year, so this is something new for him as well. But I have my other buddy messaged me this morning about it and was like, hey, you got any business card holders? I'm like, yeah. I got two. One I like and one I don't like. So I sent pictures and he was like, ooh, he likes that one. I'm like, cool. Let's get it done.
Nice.
He was like, he should be by after work. I'm like,
all right. I got a stainless steel one that I carry that's got the clip of the wallet on the back. And then I've got a gold one that I'm sure is not even close to gold or gold-plated. It was my grandfather's. That's just the business card holder. And I've taken both on trips. I take the stainless one put in when I'm traveling. Credit card, ID, everything goes right into your front pocket, which is harder to get to than your back pocket. So.
Yes.
You are
100% correct. Did I tell you I got this box, man? This TV box.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me. How's it working?
Just dope, man.
What'd you end up paying for it?
$325.
All right.
And it has, like, every TV series ever made and every fucking movie. I mean, she was sitting down here watching the SpongeBob movie that's still out in the theaters a little bit ago.
Wow.
Hoppers is on there, the Goat's on there, so all of the stuff that is out in the theaters now is already on here.
$325, $350.
Yeah.
That's a couple months worth of cable bill.
Yep. And then it pays for itself. And then there's no more bills after that, which is super cool. So.
You gonna take that thing home?
I don't know. I wanted to start with down here and see how it went. You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to see how I like it first, and then I'll go about maybe adding one at my house and ditching my fucking cable at home.
We did that a couple years ago.
Three of them?
I hardly watch TV anymore.
Yeah, I don't really have time for it. If I'm sitting down and I'm doing something, I'm probably going to be playing video games instead.
Well, that's something I really don't do, but...
I do. I've been getting down on Fortnite.
My son's been playing something. They've been playing something else. I don't know what else they play, but...
Yeah, the kids that we used to play with all the time seem like they're going away from it.
Yeah, going towards another game that's big right now. Whatever.
Yeah, and I don't really care. Whatever. It makes me no difference. But there was a point in time where I was getting on there and playing, and I would get on there and notice that one of Izzy's friends would be on there. So then I'd jump in and join them, and we'd play duos together. We'd be playing trios, and then she'd come walking in the room and hear one of them, or they'd message her and be like, "Dude, you're pretty good at this game." And she's like, "What are you talking about?
What are you playing?"
And she's like, "What are you talking about?" And they're like, "I'm playing Fortnite with you." And then she'd be like, "Nah, you're playing Fortnite with my dad. It's not even me, man. I'm not even in that room of the house."
A couple old years back, Jax would play with Kingston Elijah. I think he still does. And Kingston's dad, I mean, this guy got hurt in the Army. You know, Purple Heart, and they discharged him. Well, they wouldn't take him back, so he went to the Navy. And after 25 years, he retires. He's working at the VA as a physical therapist. Big D's a good guy. Darnus is a good guy. And he'd hear the kids playing, and he'd go jump on, join them, kill everybody, and just leave. Boys would start screaming, you know, "Who was it? Who?" He admitted to it about 6 months later, and he goes, "I'd do it once a week. Let's get on, kill everybody, and leave."
Yeah, they definitely thought for a while that it was her, because she was playing with all of them on a pretty regular basis, and now she's not, because most of them have moved on to a different game or something to that nature, which is fine, whatever, I don't fucking care, but it's something that I get on there and do, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, I can tune everything out for an hour. I usually do it at night when it's about bedtime, or when it is past bedtime for the little one, and then I get up after I get her to go to bed, and I'll sit down for an hour and play. And
little one's got to be what, 11, 12?
10.
10? You got her answering the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
She just does that all by herself. I don't even dig with it.
good.
And she usually asks me whatever the person on the phone is asking me. So I might as well just be answering the phone myself, but
right.
Whatever.
Well, we do what we do. Good. Very cool.
Pretty much.
All right. I thought you'd be having a good day. I sent you some freaking cash.
I did. I mean, that's nice. I've just been annoyed down here, dude. There ain't enough time in the day, and it don't make a difference if I come in here and work 10 hours in the middle of the night. It still seems like it's not enough time.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know, I came in here during the week this week three different times and stayed for hours, other than an extra almost 10 hours this week, trying to get caught back up, and my box is still overflowing.
Well, buddy, that's money in the bank. You know, that's future rent. You just keep going and do what you got to.
Yes, but I want to have it done and, like, get my box looking normal so that I can actually find stuff. And I hate it when people be calling to check on their things, because not only did we tell you that we would call you when they're done, but, you know, it's, some of them have been a couple weeks. You know, if I tried to tell somebody the other day, I was like, listen, I'm not saying that you're not a priority, because you totally are, and I want to get your stuff done, and I want you to be happy with it, but I'm also putting together a $4,000 ring. So, like, if I'm putting a $4,000 ring together instead of sizing your ring that you didn't buy from me,
right, you bought it here, that's the priority.
A little bit of a priority over the top of you so that I can, you know, actually make some money. Because the other one, you know, I made that Buckeye ring for a guy last week and, you know, sold him another ring as well. And, you know, that was a $4,000 freaking deal.
Right, you got to prioritize.
Those have $4,000 that I'm, you know, I have $800 in.
I was going to say, I was going to ask
everything
how much,
else.
So you just made $3,200 on
$4,000. Yeah. Or I can do, you know, six $50 jobs, or like even 10 of them. Well, those 10 are going to take me longer than this one, and I'm going to make way more money. I mean, hell, I made enough money in that one job to damn near pay for myself for the entire month, which seems like I'm cheap, but at the same time, like,
dude, we used to, our rule of thumb when I was having the big bar was we needed to pay our rent on the biggest night of the week, and we did. And we would make all of our bill payments off of a Friday or Saturday night once a week.
Yeah.
You know, so
everything else you do is on top of that.
When you're doing $10,000 over the bar and 40% of that's profit, your rent's paid and all the drinks for the month are paid, and everything else comes in as profit. It's okay, so you didn't have a great Sunday or Monday night. Well, you're covered because you crushed it on a Friday, you know. We brought 500 people in. The door paid for the band, you know, $10 a person. Even at $5 a person, it's $2,500. We didn't have a lot of bands that were over that, you know. For that matter, we didn't pay most of those bands more than $1,000. So it was one of those deals where, you know, when we were making, we do $10,000 at the bar, and another $2,500 at the door. The door paid for the staff and for the frickin' band, and the bar was profit.
Right.
Or, you know, like I said, one night paid the whole month's bills, and you just kept going. Well, we'd have crushed it if the owner didn't have a cocaine habit.
That tends to drag you down a bit.
Buddy, when we closed that bar, we were still doing, you know, $20,000 a week, $15,000 a week. Rent was $5,000, you know. So where's the rest of the money going? Yep, we got to buy alcohol. We got to pay for things. But when you're making that on one night a week, she kept telling us we were too expensive. Well, me and Dennis worked that bar the last 2 years just for tips.
like you're too expensive.
No. You know, but on a Friday night, I can make $500. On a shitty Sunday night, I can make, you know, 4-hour shift, make $125. So it was cash. It's in my pocket. It was tax-free. So, you know, while it's only $30-$40 an hour in bartending speak, or you're not getting taxed on it, so it's close to, instead of it's 30, it's closer to 45, and it's 45, it's closer to fucking 60. So it's...
Right.
You know.
Hell yeah.
People don't get that. So if you got one job that's going to pay your bills for the week, you're going to do that job first and the pissant ones after. Especially if they didn't buy the product from you and you're repairing it or something.
I know. Well, that's kind of my thought process. So, like, I get it that you want your stuff, but at the same time, like...
Where else can I go?
I got shit to pay for, man, so...
Right. Where else are they going to go?
Hey, can you give me the box, please? The one with all the jobs in it that you moved that now I can't reach. And I don't care about putting it over here, but...
All right, man. Well, you sound like you're freaking hella busy. I don't want to keep you.
I am definitely hella busy, man. I'm doing stuff for my buddy at the other shop that he's got down there.
Toma West?
Yeah.
East or whatever you call it?
Yeah, well, he's south now. It used to be west. Now it's south. And the other guy at the other pawn shop that's right down the street from me, he started me have fix all of his stuff that he wants fixed, too. So now I'm fixing all of the jewelry for two different pawn shops.
So what's the saying go? The more money we come across, the more problems we have.
Yeah, pretty much. Money, more problems.
Gotta be smalls.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's whatever. I just need to get people to leave me alone enough that I can sit and actually fix stuff and then get things done. I used to have days, you know, way back when, this has been years ago, when I didn't have to do everything under the sun, but I used to have days where I would literally get caught up in one day because I wouldn't have to get up and do nothing. I could literally just sit back here and fix stuff. And the day was over, and at the end of the day, I'm like, fuck, I got 20 jobs done today.
Well, and unfortunately,
like that, and I couldn't even tell you how long it's been like that.
You're a one-man shop, dude. One-man shop.
Pretty much.
I know.
And, you know, and my other guy, the kid that comes in and helps me out, it's nice that he comes in and helps me out, but he's still, you know, he's retired. So, if he's got something going on and something comes up or the grandkids are doing something or, you know, whatever in that regard, he goes and does what he's doing with his kids and grandkids. And like,
makes sense, yeah.
A time ago, I was like, listen, I ain't going to hate on you for doing that. But with that in mind, do remember that I am busy and there's only one of me, so if I need to get stuff done, I need you to, like, be productive when you come in here.
Yeah.
And he's totally game for that, but, man, I just can't. Because I can't get enough done to stay up on it, you know what I mean?
Right. Blake's not around anymore, right? He's working full-time doing his thing.
He's got his own problems.
He ain't got a younger brother? I mean, come on.
No, his brother's older.
Like you say, he is the younger brother, and his brother was the first after-school special, right?
I mean, his older brother never came in here and worked.
Oh, I thought he did.
He just knows who he is.
Right.
Blake was the one that started down here out of his whole crew.
Didn't you have one of your daughter's friends that was working for you?
Yeah.
That didn't work out?
It did. It worked out great, but... He is going to the Hobart Institute School, so he's going to become a welder.
Nice.
And Hobart's like one of the best welding schools in the country.
I've heard.
Literally, people come from all over the country to go to this school.
I have heard. And that's near there, huh?
It's in Troy. You know what I mean? Literally right down the road.
How long does it take to go to school there?
I want to say it's like 6 or 8 months.
I'll put my kid up? No, I'm just
kidding. You literally get certified and trained on every different type of welding that there is. You know, obviously there's some exceptions, but at the same time, like...
Isn't your daughter doing welding?
Oh, yeah.
Is she going to go to Hobart, or is she doing on the... She's doing what? Like a freaking, what do you call it, internship, right?
Yeah, she's got an apprenticeship right now. She's
good for her.
Real-world experience and getting paid and yada, yada, yada.
Good. How's her work ethic?
Oh, hers is great.
All right. She gets up and goes and does what she's got to do, and she's on time and does all her shit?
Yep.
Good.
Yeah, she literally sits around that place, and when she don't have something to do, she's over there, you know, sweeping her booth and cleaning everything and organizing stuff and, like, making sure that her station is looking legit so that whoever comes in second can find everything. And,
right.
You know, it's not a disaster area when they walk in.
Sweet.
So everybody over there likes her, and she does a good job. I don't know that we still haven't heard if they want to offer her a position, because they do have the luxury of offering you a spot.
Nice.
Or not. And we're still waiting to hear.
How long has she been doing it?
She got the job last summer. Like, she had like 4 days off before, when her school ended, before her job ended. It was like a week tops. And then she went straight to work all summer long and all through the winter.
Is she working full time, part time? What do you got? Part time, probably, right?
Right now it's part time because she's 2 weeks on, 2 weeks at school.
Okay.
And then she flops back and forth.
How's school going? Greg, I know you said she had some seizures, right?
Yeah, she got... That's a whole different issue. School's fine for her. She doesn't like it worth a damn, but... She's doing well. But she did get suspended 2 weeks ago.
Vaping, or she smacked somebody around?
She smacked somebody around. She was minding her own business. She was in a welding lab during lunch, which is normally not allowed, but her welding instructor knows that she has brain problems, and the lunchroom is really chaotic, and it's loud, and there's lots of commotion, and she doesn't deal well with that.
I get it.
So she likes to go into the welding lab and sit at the booth and eat lunch and, you know, play on her phone for a half hour and yada, 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 and the welding instructor don't have a problem with that. He's like, yeah, it's fine. You can come down here. I'm here every day during that time. So,
who had a problem with it that needed an adjustment?
Well, there was some degenerate boy that was in the booth next to her that was talking with his hands, and he was being loud and started confronting somebody or some girl or something, and she was standing next to him, or she was going over to the booth, and he like swung his hand backwards real hard and fast and literally hit her in the mouth. Now, I'm sure he probably didn't mean to, but it's not the way she felt about it. Her first initial reaction is she just started swinging, and she caught the dude with a three-piece, like, real quick. I don't want to say she rocked him, but she snapped his head back for sure when she caught him. And I'm sure he wasn't expecting it from the other direction from where he was looking, or for her to pop him multiple times. But she stuck him.
And even though he swung first, she got in trouble.
Oh, yeah. It's a zero tolerance policy.
No, I got
school.
You.
So if they are involved in an altercation, it's supposed to be an instant 10-day suspension. out for her. She, the guy that's the director of the career center, him and her know each other because of her situation, and he likes her. She gets away with fucking murder at that school. But, I mean, she'd be cussing and dropping F-bombs and, you know, inappropriate humor all the time and constantly like that. And they all know it and expect it from her. And, I mean, the student resource officer didn't say nothing to her. He's just like, dude, what did you just say? And then she repeats it like he didn't hear her. No, he heard you. He's just shocked that that stuff comes out of your mouth at school. And they don't fucking care. They just laugh it off with her. And so he ended up giving her 5 days instead of 10 days. And since it was on a Thursday that it happened, he says, well, what's your schedule? And she's like, well, I'm here tomorrow, and then I go back to work for my apprentice rotation. She's like, and he says, all right, well, I don't handle the apprenticeship. I'm not involved with that at all. So what you need to do is contact Trapp, because he's the director of the apprentice program, and find out what he says you're supposed to do. And he was in Germany at the time because of the foreign exchange student program. So she emailed him and was like, hey, what do you want me to do? And he's like, go to work. So she went to work, and then after work was done, she went right back to school. So she was literally...
Day and a half, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Of the 10 days she was supposed to get, she got 5, and out of the 5 days she got, she did 1. Oh, my kid's choking to death. Dude.
What?
Could you, like, actually, I don't know, drink or eat or not inhale it? Savage. Yeah, okay. Sure you did. Swallowed a fly. Right. You're a liar. You got a frog in your throat?
Spit it out. What are you doing swallowing a frog? All right, dude. I got to get back at it. I just want to make sure you were good.
Yeah. We're good. So he liked it, right?
Oh, yeah. He says it's perfect. Exact words. I'm like, are you sure? He goes, no, this is the one she picked out. I'm like, all right.
Well, that's not what he said.
Well, let's talk, because he ain't going to give it to her until May.
Yeah. So she's got a little bit of time of waiting around, huh?
And I look at him, I go, hey, right, come back at me. I said, we'll just have it sized for Fiona, and I'll get another one, and I'll pay for it. He just looks at me. I'm like, I know my daughter, bro. So, and I asked him if he sat down with her mom and her stepdad, and he goes, oh, yeah, they were really cool about him. I'm like, you didn't tell them that you came to me first or that you were even talking to me, right? He goes, nope. I said, good boy, you don't make a good son.
Good boy.
You make a good son-in-law. He goes, I got to listen to you. He goes, I've only heard nightmares. I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah, because you're getting an skewed version of everything from the other side.
Well, and he hasn't heard much bad about me, and I know my brother-in-law... Two out of three brother-in-laws never say anything bad. We were good. But I know my ex talks shit, and that's fine. And as he said, the first time he met me, he goes, first time I was with her, she was drunk and threw everybody out. She was a nasty woman. I said, yeah.
That sounds about right.
I'm only going to be nasty if you treat me, my wife, and kids bad, or my daughter. And he's like, I have no intention. I go, great, then you'll be fine.
Then we'll be fine.
Yeah,
but
so I can help
God
you in dealing with
you
your future mother-in-law,
line.
Right? Like, I could be your biggest help when it comes to your future mother-in-law. I can help there because I can tell you what she's thinking and what she's going to do ahead of time. I've been doing it for years. So don't screw
it up. I know
what
to expect from that one.
Yeah.
So if you got problems, come talk to me. Doesn't mean I'm going to solve them for you, but I'll tell you what to expect.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, and he's like, I appreciate it, so it went well. I handed him my last bottle of moonshine I made last week, and I'm like, listen, Your future mother-in-law's husband really likes this stuff. I would either don't tell him you got it or share it with him, but don't tell him you got it and don't bring him in because he'll be pissed. Like, no, take it. We're going there for Sunday dinner. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you are. So I ain't seen my kid again in 2 months, a month and a half, so whatevs.
You know.
She blew off the kid's home show 3 weeks ago, blew off my Hall of Fame last week, last minute on both, so she got what she wanted, and now she don't got to come around no more.
Go figure.
So anytime you think you got it bad with one of your three girls, call me.
Yeah.
I'm going to set your ass straight.
All right, I got to go fucking deal with people again.
See ya. Talk to you.
Later, dude. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Always. Thank you.
No worries, dude.